Stores nationwide are struggling to keep their shelves stocked with baby formula, with 40% of formula out of stock. Joining us now on the KRDO News Radio hotline is Brian Clark with ABC News. Brian, what's really going on?
Well, it's a huge problem that all these people relying on infant formula can't find it. And the main, you know, if you had to point your finger to what really started this, Abbott, they're one of obviously the major manufacturers. They had a facility in Michigan where so much of their supply comes from. And there were some problems at this facility where they had to recall a whole bunch of formula that was already out there. And they had to stop production at this place. So you take a whole bunch off the market and you're not putting any more on the market, and that's going to lead to some problems, and that's what we're seeing here.
And talk about the deaths from infants from a rare infection that kind of prompted an FDA investigation into Abbott, a formula producer.
Exactly. And these were all traced back to that facility in Michigan. And it led to an FDA investigation. But what's really jumped out here as a big problem is that this stuff all happened last year in the fall, September of 2021. You know, the FDA was really investigating. They spoke with some whistleblowers. And you had all these problems documented at this facility, people not wearing gloves in areas where they should be wearing gloves and being obviously sterile, and all these problems. So, okay, they're working to correct these problems, but the evidence or the signs that these shortages were going to come, those have been in the works for some time now.
So what's been taking so long for the response?
That's the big question. And I think that's going to be a question we're going to hear about from some time. I mean, you've got politicians from both parties asking this very question right now in Washington. I think that will be that'll be quite a process that we'll see play out over the coming weeks and months.
All right. Definitely looking forward to those answers. Brian Clark of ABC News. Brian, thanks for joining us this afternoon, and you have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks. You too.